So without further ado, can we get on with the business and ask to come to the podium for the first of the 5-minute opening statements, Patsy Malone. Please welcome Patsy.
Acharja, Gurdamil Maugad, Asacht and Kuruve live in Shawanacht, Egan Kuhail Vlintul, Tashianawar, Broad, Agasaha Shogam Ve live. Dear friends, I am truly proud to stand before you here this evening at our annual conference. It has been an energising occasion for us, this campaign, right throughout. I have learnt a lot from it, and I have listened quite a bit to what was being said. The aim of this weekend, and I'm asking you, to set us on a journey to unite our party, to unite our community, and to begin the process of uniting our island. The importance of the party debating its future, debating where we are, and coming to terms with the new situation in the north is very important. And that campaign of the hustings, travelling to farmhouses, being with people in their front sitting rooms, travelling to community halls, listening all the time, is something this party must do more of. It is back to where we came from. Back to community activism, back to what this party stands for. Being there to articulate the needs of the community and being there for the community in difficult and very hard times. Why the SDLP? I want to explain something, why I joined the SDLP. Now that was quite a few moons ago, but maybe not that many. I listened to people like John Hume. I listened to people like Seamus Mallon. And those core values of uniting the people of Ireland, combined with practical social democracy and constitutional republicanism, running in the vein of Tone, of O'Connell, of Parnell, and Hume and Mallon, who defined Northern nationalism and shaped it for this island, is of real deep and valued importance to me and everyone in this room. Because let's face facts, it runs through our very veins. It makes us who we are and makes us what we are. However, the party as well, through its practical social democracy, the roots from which it grew, those roots of the civil rights movement, where people stood up on the streets, where people articulated the needs of our community, and were there for those who were facing difficult and indeed discriminatory times. We are again facing those times. We have in our society people who are increasingly becoming have-nots. It is for our party to again articulate those views, to stand up for people, to be there for people, and to support people through those difficult, difficult times that they are now facing. That is practical social democracy. That is reconnection. That is the job that we have to do in many constituencies right across the north, reconnecting with our community. And the one value of the hustings was many of the issues that were being discussed, the practical real issues, those are the issues, dear friends, that we must open our doors to. The value and content of the debate that was going in on behind closed doors, that needs to be, the people, the electorate, need to be more exposed to that debate and to see the fine quality of talent that we have in the SDLP as public representatives and a party that is there for the people, a party of the people. Building the SDLP as a community movement from its activism, we need to take our ideas more to the people, not as theory, but as real practice, and roll out public meetings. And if even 50% of the effort that has been put into our hustings and the campaigns across the north is put into actual meetings, actual organisation, race across the north, I can assure you, dear friends, we are on our way back as a party as we reconnect with our grassroots. Leadership itself is about taking tough decisions and stepping up to the mark when those decisions are required. The party has faced difficult times before, but we faced those difficult times and we came up to the mark and we delivered real, real leadership for our community. We revolutionised the politics before, we changed the nature of the north, and we will change the face of this island.
1 minute.
With new politics. With the new politics and real change that is offered by the SDLP. Unity Unity, many of you in this room I know as friends. I have worked closely with you through many years. I have been with you in difficult times, and I know that there have been people in this room and outside it who have actually faced the intimidation of paramilitaries for standing up for the democratic values of this party. Friends, I offer you here this evening as the candidate who can unify our party, who can work to unify our community, and who can actually set us on the pathway to unify our island. The core key values of what the SDLP stands for. I present myself to you here this evening as a candidate for leadership. But in doing that, it must be as part of a team, because I have travelled the north and I have seen on so many occasions not only the quality of candidates that we can put up for leadership, who have been nominated for leadership, but the quality of people who exist right throughout our party. Right throughout our party. There's a huge untapped resource that we have within our party of good quality people. People who can bring their worth, their experience, their resources to bear on behalf of this party and on behalf of the entire community. Dear friends, we will unite this party. We will work to unite this community. And we will work to unify our island with that huge wealth of resource that we have within this party, this proud, proud party. Lichiela, Johnny Majay, together we will do it. Gurdamila Mayogov.
Thank you, Patsy.